Be not afraid, little flock. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Amen. Are you afraid? Are you afraid of poor people? Seriously, let us argue it out. Are you afraid on some level that poor people are going to come and take your stuff? Do you fear the thief coming in the middle of the night? Jesus says, sell your possession and gives alms. I ask this because fear is the only explanation I can come up with for the growing divide between the rich and the poor in our country, the richest country in the world. New research has uncovered that friendliness is the greatest tool to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor, that the poor will be elevated by being in relationship with the rich. So the only explanation I can muster is that we must be deeply afraid of being in relationship with poor people. When I consider all of the hot topic issues that we as global Christians have heard the church argue it out over, sexuality, gender, race, I have yet to hear a biblical literalist argue that we as Christians should sell all of our possessions and give them to the poor, literally. Be not afraid, little flock. Sell your possessions and give alms, says Jesus. When I was growing up, the church doors were left unlocked all the time. Somewhere in the 80s, we began to lock the doors. Even in Kingsport, Tennessee, we locked the church doors. There is something deeply troubling to me about this, because a locked door can only signify one thing. We have something to protect, that we are afraid. But who? Who are we afraid of exactly? Where your treasure is, there also is your heart, says Jesus. Here is what troubles me about locking the church doors. If fear leads us to lock away our treasure, fear will also lead us to lock away our hearts. Sell your possessions and give alms, says Jesus. I don't know what to tell you. I too am afraid. Let us argue it out. I have a lot of possessions, and I lock my doors. I am afraid of the thief coming in the middle of the night, or in the morning, or the afternoon. I am afraid of poor people. I fear them because I have seen their desperation. I have encountered poverty as a mere spectator, and it is a game that I do not wish to play. Poverty is a game set up by empire in which there are winners and there are losers, and I do not wish to play that game. As long as I am a winner, I am fearful of giving up my title. I do not know what to say to you. Let us argue it out. But Jesus knew what to say to us, and he did. Sell your possessions and give alms, says Jesus. Most of us here would, I think, be very reluctant to say that we are fearful of poor people. But perhaps our locked doors will tell otherwise. If the owner of the house had known the hour in which the thief was to come, he would not have let his house be broken into, says Jesus. Do you know the only way to avoid your house being broken into? Leave your doors unlocked. If the doors are unlocked, and we are awake and dressed and ready for action, then why would the thief need to break in? We would be ready to welcome him, to serve him a meal, and give him our stuff. Do you know the difference between the thief and the Son of Man? If they both come at an unexpected time, if they both will surprise us in the middle of the night, how will we know the difference between the two? Will the Son of Man be a rich man who needs nothing from us? Do we really think when Jesus comes back, he will appear to us in the body of a man who needs nothing? Isaiah the prophet says, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us argue it out," says the Lord. Look, I do not think what the prophet says or what I am suggesting here is easy to hear or to do. I just think it's true. I just think we should argue it out. We do not know when the thief will come, and we do not know when the Son of Man will appear. But what we do know is this: when we lock away our treasure, we also lock away our hearts. Because where our treasure is, there also are our hearts. And when we lock out the thief, we may, without knowing it, lock out the Son of Man. Fear may protect our stuff, but I'm afraid it will also lock away our hearts. Fear not, little flock. Sell your possessions and give alms, says Jesus. Come now, let us argue it out. Now, we don't argue about whether we should sell our possessions and give alms. Why? I don't know. But I'm curious why the literalists haven't made this a hot topic issue. Perhaps because we don't want to think about our fear of poverty or our fear of poor people or our lack of relationships with them. Perhaps because we don't want to give up our stuff, because for many of us, we are our stuff. Perhaps because we don't want to deeply consider what possesses us. So we rationalize the scripture to mean something other than the literal commandment to give away our possessions. But folks, it's pretty clear. Jesus says, sell your possessions and give alms. Now, I am prone to rationalization when it comes to money because I have money. So I am prone to understandings that let me keep my money, keep my title as a winner in the game. I love my Persian rugs, my fancy coffee maker, my house. I'm just being honest. I have stuff and I don't want to lose it. I have stuff and I want to protect it. Because deep down, that stuff makes me feel safe and protected, relevant and secure. My heart is truly there a lot of the time. I don't know what to tell you. Let us argue it out. I am afraid of poor people. I'm afraid of losing my stuff. Are you afraid of poor people? Or perhaps we don't argue this out together because we are all afraid of the poverty within us. Perhaps we are afraid of what we would find out about ourselves if we stopped locking away our treasure and our hearts. Stephen Levine, a poet and author best known for his work on death and dying, says this: "If you made a list of everything you own, everything you think of as you, everything that you prefer, that list would be the distance between you and the living truth. Perhaps we are afraid of the truth." Jesus says, "Sell your possession and give alms." Are we afraid of poor people? Are we afraid of the poverty we might find in the distance between us and the living truth? Jesus doesn't tell us to sell our stuff and give the money to the poor because all our stuff is inherently bad or evil. Jesus tells us to sell our stuff and give alms to the poor for two reasons. One, because when our hearts are locked away, we can't feel, and thus we can't love. And to love is the greatest commandment. And two, because to feed the poor and bring about justice is the way to love our neighbor, and to love is the greatest commandment. Our possessions, our stuff, that's not the problem. The problem is when we love our stuff so much that we can't love our neighbor. Stuff can do that to us. Fear can do that to us. Possessions and fear can divide us. Are we afraid of poor people? Be not afraid, little flock. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. And here is the good news. We have a choice about what we treasure. If our stuff keeps us from loving well, sell it and fast. If we protect our stuff more than we protect our neighbor, sell the stuff and fast. If our hearts are locked away with all our stuff, we should sell all the stuff and open our doors and our hearts. Friends, whatever creates distance between you and the living truth, sell it and give alms to the poor. Do not be afraid. Jesus has come to teach us this: to love, to seek the living truth, and to love. And if we are to find the living truth, I think we are going to have to argue it out. And I think we are going to have to start arguing about the right things. Sell your possessions and give alms, says Jesus. I think we are going to have to argue about our locked doors. I think we are going to have to argue about where our treasure is as a church. I think we are going to have to argue about where our hearts are also. Be not afraid, little flock. If you know anything about me, you know that I am not afraid to argue. Today is my 2-year anniversary as your priest. If during that time, you and I have never had an argument about anything, let me apologize to you now. Because if we have never argued about anything, then we have not spent enough time together. If during those 2 years, I have never said anything to you in a sermon or a conversation that has made you feel uncomfortable or challenged, I am sorry. because probably that means we have not been close enough to each other. Probably that means I have not invested enough in our relationship. Probably that means we have not explored together where our hearts are. So as I enter my third year here with you at Grace, I want to continue to build the trust necessary to argue it out with you. I want to continue to build a community, this little flock, where we are not afraid to argue it out. This is my commitment to you, that as your leader, I will work to fear less and trust more, and that I will always, always love you, even when we are arguing it out. Because here is where my treasure is. And it's not the stuff. It's not the brass or the vestments or the money. It's you. It's being in relationship with you that I treasure. It is this little flock that I treasure most. After two amazing years, this is what I know. This is where my heart truly is. And it is through relationship that together we will discover the distance between us and the living truth. It is through relationship that we will begin to unlock our doors and unlock our hearts. It is through relationship that we will all be dressed and ready for action, that we will all be ready to receive the Son of Man when he comes at an unexpected hour. So let us argue it out because we love each other. Let us argue it out because we want to be ready, because the living truth will be found through unlocking our hearts together. Amen.